The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, episode 25. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We mentioned in the last episode that through their discussions with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, Abu Talib, Quraysh sent him the message that if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not stop his work, they would kill him. They were indeed serious about this threat. This was also apparent from their actions, as is clear from the incident in which Abu Jahl one day said, "O Quraysh, does Muhammad put his face in sajda on the ground in front of you?" People said, "Yes, indeed he does." Abu Jahl said, "By Lat and Uzza, if I see him doing so, I will crush his neck or rub his face in the dirt." Thus, Abu Jahl came toward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was in prayer. He intended to step on his neck when he went into sajda. No sooner had he approached closer to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam than he withdrew, pale-faced, shuddering with his hands strained. Thereupon, the people watching hurried forward, asking him what the matter was. He replied, "When I approached, a male camel, unusual in figure, with fearful canines, intercepted and almost devoured me." Later, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It was Jibreel alayhi salam. If Abu Jahl had approached closer, he would have killed him." Quraysh now began physically trying to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Utaybah, the son of Abu Lahab, once approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and most defiantly and brazenly shouted at him, "Yes, I disbelieve in what you have brought." He then started to deal high-handedly with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and laid a violent hand on him, tore his shirt and spat into his face. But his filthy saliva missed the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereupon, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoked Allah's wrath on Utaybah and supplicated, "O Allah, set one of your dogs on him." His dua was accepted. Once, Utaybah with some of his companions from Quraysh set out for Syria and stopped in Zarqa. There, a lion approached the group to the great fear of Utaybah, who once recalled Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words in supplication and said, "Woe to my brother! This lion will surely devour me just as Muhammad supplicated. He has really killed me in Syria while he is in Makkah." The lion rushed like lightning, snatched Utaybah from amongst his people and crushed his head. These two incidents were indications from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Quraysh that if you are intent on killing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then do not think that he is without a protector. Allah's protection is enough for his Prophet. However, Quraysh did not heed the warnings. They had been blinded by their hatred. They kept belying the miracles. On the other hand, Abu Talib had a deep sensation of fear over his nephew. He deliberated on the previous series of incidents and understood that all of these unequivocally pointed out to a serious plot being hatched to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He therefore assembled his kinfolk of Banu Hashim and Bani al-Muttalib and exhorted them to protect and defend his nephew. All of them responded positively, except his brother Abu Lahab, who sided with the idolaters. According to Meccan tribal custom, a clan giving protection to a person meant that they would exert all efforts to protect him. This meant that other clans would not dare attack that person because that was tantamount to a declaration of war on the clan protecting him, starting a series of revenge killings. This is what then stopped the polytheists of Mecca from murdering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, what did the Quraysh decide to do? This and more in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.